This is Castle Playhouse. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, your hosts, the brewers of Castle Lager, bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Castle Playhouse.
Robber and the Priest.
Stated by opponents of the church that she condemns those who innocently and unwittingly commit deeds which she, the church, regards as sinful. And this is, of course, not so. An action, a word, or thought is only wrong if we know it in the first case to be so. And with this full knowledge, persist in going our own way. Let me conclude by quoting the words that great poet and dramatist of our times puts into the mouth of one of his characters.
Here it comes.
If we were all judged according to the consequences of all our words and deeds, beyond the intention and beyond our limited understanding of ourselves and others, we should all be condemned.
I told you so. Half a crown you owe me.
Quiet, Colonel.
So if in your words, actions, and thoughts, you do not intend to defy or ignore what your conscience tells you to be the will of God, then you remain as innocent of evil as a newborn babe. Oh, and one final and personal remark. I should like to say how touched and grateful I am that some of you, with all the calls I have to make on your generosity from time to time, still contribute to the fund for the restoration of our crucifixion-stained glass window. Indeed, I am hoping, when I empty the box after the service today, that I shall find we have reached the halfway figure to our target, which is, as you know, £200. And now for our final hymn today, we will sing, Now Thank We All Our God.
Would you like to come back to the vicarage for a cup of coffee, Colonel?
Would I be in the way?
You can help Stephen count the collection.
Very well.
Good morning, Mrs. Slater.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Glossop. How's Mrs. Glossop?
She's gone to Colchester today. I'm afraid the vicar's just a little too much of a spike for her, if you'll forgive me. But I tell her it's the same God, isn't it? Does it matter where you worship him?
Quite.
And this is a beautiful little church. Beautiful little church. I can quite understand the vicar and his stained glass window. In fact, I've got half a crown for him.
Thank you, Mr. Glossop. Thank you.
And how's Mrs. Glossop? Well, she's in Colchester.
Oh, she thinks I'm a bit of a spike, doesn't she?
Oh, good morning, Miss Paradise.
Goodbye, Mr. Glossop. Goodbye, Colonel.
Oh, before I forget, Colonel, here's your half a crown.
Oh, thank you. Well, is this the place to conduct your financial transaction?
Well, it's your fault, Stephen.
Mine?
The Colonel bet me half a crown you couldn't keep T.S. Eliot out of your sermon.
Yes, yes. However, it's an ill wind.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I've asked the Colonel over for a cup of coffee.
Oh, right, my dear. Now, I'll see you in a few minutes.
Come along, Colonel. We can read the scandal in the Sunday press. Anything spicy in the news?
No, just a lot more about these train robber fellows and what's happened to all that money.
Will they ever get it back?
Nearly £1 million. Most of it's outside the country, I should say.
Well, must be some of it still about. Sugar?
Yeah, thank you. A wonderful bit of organization. we could do with some of these fellows in the government.
Oh, surely we're robbed enough as it is.
Thank you. Well, yes, but if we've got to be robbed, it might as well be with efficiency.
Now, Colonel, you do sound conventional. Look, if you'll excuse me a moment, I must put the oven on. Answer that for me, Colonel.
Yeah, right, yes. Hello? This is the vicarage.
Oh, good morning, Vicar.
I'm not the vicar.
Oh. Are you the curate?
you must be out of your mind.
Thank you, Colonel. Hello?
Hello. Hester Pringle here.
Oh, yes, Miss Pringle. I'm afraid my husband's not back from church yet, but can I give him a message?
Well, I've been expecting to hear from him.
Is it about the stained glass window?
Yes. If he could telephone me, I've got a suggestion for him.
Well, look, he shouldn't be long. I'll tell him as soon as he comes in.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That's the artist who's working on the stained glass window.
Oh, I see.
Stephen wrote to the Reigate College of Art and they suggested her.
Well, I must say I admire him over this appeal. He couldn't have been more determined if it had been the Leonardo cartoon.
Oh, if my husband hadn't been a clergyman, I think he'd have been a patron of the arts. Or at least if he'd had money, he'd have been both. Oh, there he is. We're in the front room, Stephen.
Oh, right.
Look, if you want some coffee, bring another cup.
Oh, haven't we any sherry for the Colonel?
If we had, he wouldn't touch it.
Well, I think I will.
All right, well, put the lute down there while I get the sherry.
That's no way to refer to the Sunday collection. My wife, I fear, persists in relating my approach to the congregation with that of a robber to his victims.
Is there any the right reasons, darling?
You can't rob for the right reasons.
Oh. Huh? Well, if a fellow swindled me out of my money, wouldn't I be justified in employing any means to get it back?
Any means within the law.
Don't pursue it, Colonel. My husband's principles are as unswerving as his taste. There, drink your sherry, darling.
Thank you.
Oh, and when you've finished, will you ring Miss Pringle? She's got a suggestion to make.
A suggestion? Mm. Oh, I hope she doesn't want any more money.
I thought you'd agreed on the thing.
No, yes, I mean more in advance.
In advance? You mean you paid her some already?
No, only towards the purchase of the actual glass.
Wasn't that taking a chance?
Oh, I don't think so. I had a glowing account of her work for Reigate, and she seemed an honest enough girl.
Yes, but what if something happened to her before it was finished?
Oh, that's a thought.
Not a very cheerful one.
How would you face your parishioners?
Well, naturally, I should render an account and, well, if necessary, reimburse them.
Oh, what with?
We'd have to pawn my jewelry, dear. Both earrings. Oh, that's another thing my husband could have been, Colonel. A gambler.
One has to take a risk sometimes.
Oh, there you are. Oh, well, you ring her up while we count the filthy lucre raised by your trusting flock.
Oh, very well. Oh, here's the key.
Let's see. Good heavens, there's a fiver. Oh, Mrs. Hasty again, I suppose.
Oh, no, she'd have told me.
Oh, Colonel, it was you.
Oh, well, I know my right hand shouldn't know what my left one's up to, but I can't resist it.
Which one do I say?
Hello?
Miss Pringle.
Yes, Vicar. I trust that is the Vicar.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry I wasn't in when you rang.
I've been having to hear from you.
Oh, well, I've been waiting till our fund topped the 3-figure mark.
How much do you think you've got now?
Well, I should say £100 odd. A few shillings either way.
That's enough.
I beg your pardon?
Hello? Are you there?
Yes. I'm afraid I don't know what to say.
What's the matter?
So very short of our agreement.
That's all right.
You mean you'll complete the job for that sum?
It's completed. That's a surprise I had for you.
Oh, dear me.
Is it?
It's completed. She doesn't want any more money.
Well, say thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like me to bring it down? Or would you rather see it first?
Oh, I'll come and collect it.
Okay. Tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes.
Take the check with you.
I'll bring the check with you. Me.
There's just one point. If it's not terribly inconvenient, I'd rather you paid me in cash.
Yes, I'm sure that's all right.
Nothing shady. It's just that I haven't a bank account.
Oh.
And it's a little easier for tax reasons.
I didn't hear that. I'll draw the money out first thing and come straight up.
Look forward to seeing you.
Yes. And Miss Pringle. Oh, I do thank you. Most sincere.
Oh, that's okay. Bye.
Goodbye. Well.
Stephen.
Oh, it's difficult to know what to say.
Yes, hadn't you better take me along as bodyguard?
There is a lot of money to carry about with you.
Well, the good Lord has looked after us very well up to now. I'm sure he'll continue to do so.
I wonder now, would you be kind enough to tell me, have I missed the turning to Farm Lane?
Oh, no, it's just there.
I'm down on a visit to my sister and brother-in-law, and I always miss the way. Proctor, the grocer.
Oh, I know them well. Are you staying long?
No, I'm going straight back, sir. Ah, you're looking at my suitcase. That's for the goodies. They never let me go without a great parcel of eggs and butter. They can say what they like about Bartley hens, but you can't beat real fresh eggs and butter.
I imagine the hens would agree with you.
They would that. Anyway, I mustn't keep you.
We'll talk again when you're down next.
That we will. Good day to you.
Good day to you. You.
That's a friendly welcome.
I was expecting you last night.
I had a certain amount of difficulty in encountering you, man.
You shouldn't have.
I've only been out 2 days. I wanted a bit of a party. Is Kitty around?
She doesn't even know you're out. I thought it was best not to tell her you were coming. You'd have had difficulty in getting away, and she'd have insisted in preparing a parcel of groceries for you herself.
I'm with you. I take it you've done that already.
A very generous one, including 2 dozen packets of butter, especially packed.
And what?
Roughly £500 each.
That comes to
12,000 pounds, so be careful.
And me, scunt, there's irony for you. I wouldn't say no to a small advance.
Well, I'll let you have a few quid. They'll look after you when you deliver this lot.
So they should. Blowing the town with all their damn stolen currency.
You don't have to do it, you know.
Pat! Oh, how are you, my darling?
Ah, a sadder and wiser man. Oh, it's grand to see you, Kitty. Really it is.
Oh, you should have told us you were coming down.
Oh, I've only been out 2 days.
What are you going to do now?
Oh, I'm back at the old job.
Oh, I wish you could get away from these bookie shops and all your gambling friends.
Kitty... If a man's a gambler, he's a gambler, no matter where he works.
It's the occasions of sin you ought to worry about.
Oh, there speaks Mama's daughter.
You'll stay for a few days.
Oh, I can't, love. I'm down strictly on business.
What kind of business?
Negotiating.
Who with?
Who for, you mean?
Oh, Pat, you're not up to your tricks again.
Indeed I am. You've heard of a big bank robbery.
You're pulling my leg.
Indeed I'm not. I'm up to my ears and fivers.
Oh, give him a cup of tea.
Well, you see, there was this man on the train... He invited me to play a game of poker, you see. And when I won, we got into a bit of an argument.
What about?
Well, I made certain implications, which I was prepared to ignore. And then he called me a damned orangeman. You don't expect me to take that, do you? Imagine what that would have done.
And Mar, too.
Exactly.
Oh, go and have tea.
You're a Sassenach. You won't understand. You live in your own isolated world of chicken and eggs and butter.
That's £5, 7 shillings and 6 pence. Making a total in the account of 6 and 6 is 1. And we take 1 for it. And 11. £102.11.
Oh, it's a little more than I thought.
You probably forgot the interest.
Oh, yes. Now, I'd like to give you a cheque for that sum and draw it out. In cash.
You mean you, we can expect to see the new window in the near future?
I'm going to collect it this morning.
Oh, surprise, surprise. You never told us yesterday.
I didn't know until the young lady rang me later.
Oh, yes? Young lady?
The artist. She's very kind in not charging me the full amount.
When one thinks what a lot could be done with that money.
That's what the objectors said to our Lord in the house of Bethania.
I beg your pardon?
John, chapter 12. Where Mary poured all that expensive ointment on him, and people complained how much better the money would have been spent on the poor. And you remember perhaps how he ticked them off. So I feel I have a suitable precedent. And you may recall, too, the name of the principal objector.
Who?
Judas Iscariot.
Yes. Well, you'd like the money in £5 notes, would you, Vicar?
Yes, sir.
The train arriving at Platform 1 is for Chelmsford, Sheffield, Witham, and Liverpool Street.
Would you mind giving me a hand with one of these?
Oh, certainly.
Oh, it's you, Father. Oh. It's a small world, isn't it?
Oh, here, let me help you with your suitcase.
No. If you could just open the door, I'll shut the door in.
Yes.
We'll leave the eggs on the floor. I'll put the piece up in the rack.
Well, your relations have certainly been very generous.
Harry, oh, of course I told you. I've enough butter in here to grease the engines of a liner. I thought I was going to miss the train with all this to carry. Thanks very much for your help.
Not at all. Well, at least we've the carriage to ourselves.
You don't mind me travelling up with you, Father?
Oh, on the contrary, I'm happy for the company. Do you come down often?
It's a bit quiet for me. I'm a man of the city. I come from Belfast, Father. That is what I call you.
Not many do. I rather like it.
It's the habit of a lifetime. I'm a Roman Catholic. At last, of course.
Roman Catholic? You're from Ulster?
Why not?
One always assumes, quite absurdly, of course, that all Ulstermen are automatically...
Automatically what?
Well, Protestants or Orangemen.
Orangemen. Orangemen. You don't know what you're saying.
Quite absurd, of course.
I scarred men for less.
Oh, my.
Those really Orangemen, they've been the cause of all the trouble ever since Oliver Cromwell. And who was responsible for it in the first place? And who has supported them ever since? You lot, sir. Am I right? Am I right?
Yeah.
We're a minority, a considerable minority. We're treated in the most disgraceful way. There are things happening in the north of Ireland that are a disgrace to any civilized country. What do you do for us? Not a single thing.
Well, perhaps the visit of His Grace, the Archbishop, to the Pope?
What does the Grace know of what goes on the Shankill Road?
Quite. I'm extremely sorry. I naturally never intended to make a derogatory personal remark. Oh, forgive me, please. It just shows how dangerous it is to discuss the subject of religion.
I suppose it's impossible for you to get away from it.
Good point. Would you care for a sandwich?
No, thanks.
Oh. I have a flask of coffee.
I'm not thirsty.
Oh, dear. Oh, how clumsy of me.
Here, let me hold that. You mop yourself up.
Oh, thank you. All over the contents of my briefcase. Oh, how very stupid of me.
Good heavens, Father. Have you been robbing a poor box?
It does look like it, doesn't it?
I wouldn't fancy to carry all that money about.
No, I never have before. This is a particular responsibility, as it isn't really mine.
Other people's money is a great responsibility.
Look at them all. Soaked with coffee.
Ah, don't worry, Father. A fiver's a fiver, no matter what the flavor. What a rude question to ask who they belong to.
To my parishioners.
The Sunday collections.
Dear me, no.
a special fund to restore a stained glass window. I'm on my way to pick it up now.
And you've collected all that?
£100.02.
What a wonderful flock you have.
It was an answer to prayer.
But do you really believe in that kind of thing?
Oh, I do. And so should you, even if you are a latched Catholic.
Ah, we don't pray for material gain, Father.
Touché.
I'll have that cup of coffee now.
Oh. I've still a little coffee left.
Oh, no, thank you, Father. How much longer have we?
About half an hour.
Would you have any objection if I brought out the carts, Father? Just a while away the time.
Oh, of course not.
Oh, well, let's pull that up. There we are. Spot the lady.
I beg your pardon?
Now, don't you know the game, Father? It's a speciality of the boys coming back from the races. See these three cards?
Yes.
One of them the Queen of Clubs. Now, I place them face downwards on the table. You have to pick out the lady, the Queen of Clubs.
Oh, I see. That shouldn't be difficult.
It's not. Well, you have a go.
Oh, well,
I'll do it again. Watch carefully. There. Spot the lady.
The middle one.
Wrong, Father. Try again. There. Go on, just for fun.
That one.
You're right. That was very impressive, Father. You wouldn't be trying it on with me, would you?
I beg your pardon?
You haven't played this before.
Oh, good heavens, no.
I don't suppose by any chance you're a card player.
Oh, not really.
Is that so? I like a game of poker. There, it's every man for himself. Have you ever played it?
Not since I left theological college. And then strictly for matchsticks.
Oh, that's good. Very good. What about a game now for matchsticks?
Oh, good heavens. I couldn't.
You mean you've forgotten the rules?
Oh, no. But I mean, in my position.
Well, there's nothing immoral in it, Father.
Oh, I know that. And you know it. But it would scandalize many people.
But there's no one here to scandalize. What the eye doesn't see.
Oh, nevertheless.
You're right, Father. Spot the lady.
What? Oh, I wasn't looking.
Right. There.
Oh, that one.
Well, I'll be... You're right. I'm losing my touch. I'll tell you what. I'll give you £1 if you can do it again.
Oh, well.
I'm no liability on yourself. Just to satisfy pride.
Very well.
There.
That one.
You're right again. Oh, here. One greenback.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly.
No, Father, no. No, I'm a man of honor. A debt's a debt.
Oh, but I didn't actually accept it.
I didn't say no.
Well, it's extremely generous of you. I shall put it in the collecting box next Sunday.
That's the idea, Father. How about doubling it?
Oh, no. Get thee behind me.
Oh, it wouldn't be the first time I've been compared to old Mac. Well, at least... Give me the chance to get it, Bob.
Oh, well, yes.
There.
Oh, that one.
You've done it again.
Oh, dear. Oh, I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's why you did it. When a man's all tensed up and worried, he never succeeds as a gambler, you understand?
Oh, I'm not a gambler.
Are you sure? I could have sworn you had that look in your eyes. Gambling. It's a drug. You see a lot of it in my business.
Which is?
I'm a tough accountant.
Nothing to do with horticulture.
That's very good, Father. Horticulture, yeah. Oh, I nearly forgot. Here's your £2.
Oh, no, really, please.
Father, I insist, even if I am nearly skint. But you could give me the chance to recuperate my losses.
Very well.
Oh, don't let me force you.
You want me to nominate this lady again?
Oh, let's give her a break and have a round of poker.
I'm a little rusty.
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do with you. I'll deal us both 5 cards each. If you've got the better hand, you won. If not, I won. No bluffing. Just a straight luck of the hand.
Yes.
Well, the trial run first. Here, your deal.
Oh, very well. Oh, what is it? Do you mind if we just pass through this station?
Ah, of course not, Father. Where are we?
I'm not sure, but there's just the one more stop before we get in.
No. Well, I think we're clear. Just one little card different, and I've had a flush.
Oh, that's when all the cards are of the same suit, isn't it?
Ah, I see you haven't forgotten your theological trainer, Father. What about you?
Oh, just a pair of twos.
Ah, you won that one. Now for £2. Ideal. Two for you, two for me. One, two, three. Ah, I think I got you. Three kings.
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? You were straight. You know a sequence.
Mm-hmm.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That beats my 3.
Oh?
Making another £2 I owe you.
Oh, I am sorry.
Ah, here. You'll be able to buy yourself another one if this goes on.
Oh, no, this is very wrong.
Now, what's wrong about it? You're not walking any fast ones. And even if you were, you wouldn't keep the money for yourself. And that would make it all wrong.
Indeed, it would not.
Why will not?
However altruistic my intention, if my action involved breaking one of God's commandments, it would be wrong.
Oh, I'm sure the Jesuits could go around that one.
They produce some very interesting theology.
Oh, never mind that, Father. Let's get on with the poker. A double quiz.
I beg your pardon?
If you won again, that'll be 8. If I won, we're back to where we started. Are you with me?
But that isn't fair on you.
It's my only chance.
But you can afford it.
Ah, you want to see my money? Is that it? Never mind, Father. I can cover anything you can put down.
But I didn't mean that.
No, you're right. You're right. Just a minute. I've a small sum tucked up away up here. There we are.
Oh.
There. £10. Are you satisfied?
I never meant to imply that.
Oh, you were justified. Two for you. For me. One, two, three. What have you got?
A pair of queens.
Nothing. Another £8 I owe you.
No, I really don't want to take
You've got to take it.
Even, I tell you, it really distresses me.
We're gamblers, Father.
Oh, please don't say that.
Tell you what. I owe you 8, right? Now put your £2 change in my £10, and we'll play for that.
But I've still got another £2 of your money.
I'll put that on, too.
And if you lose that...
I can pay you. Look. But...
Good heavens.
Besides, my luck is bound to change.
Very well. And if you win, no more.
Ah, you're a gentleman, Father. I think I got you. 3 fours. Another flush! Oh,
I told you not to...
I don't know what you're looking so miserable for. That's another 14 I owe you. 5, 10, 15. Now take a quid. There. 28 quid.
I really don't know what to do.
Ah, stop your moaning.
No, please, won't
you? Now, look, if you're going to offer me your money back, I'm warning you. Of course, if we had another deal.
I did say that I wouldn't play anymore.
You only said no more if I won, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, it's up to you. I can't say I wouldn't appreciate it. You see, this money...
Yes?
Ah, nothing. I'll have to explain it to the wife somehow.
It isn't that I don't want to.
You mean that?
I should never feel at ease if I thought that through me you were in trouble.
Well, I am, so what are we waiting for? Let's make it around 30. There. I take 3. Yeah, put down another 5. What do you say?
I'm a little confused.
And if I lose again, I stop.
You give me your word of honor.
Then I pay.
No, that you stop.
Yes, that's it, you.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
A pair of twos.
A pair of threes? Oh, I never thought I'd run with a hand like that. Oh, thank you, Father. You know, I could have sworn you had me beat there. Let's have your cards. Yeah, there you are. What's wrong?
Nothing.
I thought you'd been pleased.
I am. But...
But what?
What was your hand?
A pair of threes. I told you.
Yes. Of course you did.
Is there something on your mind?
No. I think there is. I assure you, I'm very pleased.
You don't look it. What's worrying you?
Nothing. It's just that you usually...
Usually what?
You usually show your hand, and you didn't.
Are you suggesting that I'm cheating you?
No. Of course not.
Keep your damn money! The first one he had a health.
I'm sorry. Please forget it.
No, thank you. And it's not even as if you've lost anything. Take it! Take it!
No. No, I insist. Oh, please, we're coming to a station.
Oh, well. If you insist. Mind you, I've made nothing.
Please pick it up.
Come to think of it, I could just as easily accuse you of cheating.
I didn't. Now, would you mind putting the money away?
Why? It'd make nice reading in the paper. Poker playing parson accused of cheating. Oh. That's my money, sir. Perhaps if we had another game.
All right. All right. Provided no one gets in.
I'll make sure they don't.
This is the last stop, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
What are you up to?
I'm having a cup of coffee.
Ah, we're lucky. There's practically no one here.
Oh!
Oh, for crying out. Mind the cards.
Where are they? I put them in my briefcase.
Give them to me. Well, there's my money. £30 of it.
Could I finish my coffee first?
Certainly. To prove that I'm not a cheat, you can deal the cards. Face upwards. I'll double the stake.
I never said you cheated.
The last man who did ended in hospital.
Sure, you don't mean to threaten me.
Out of respect for your cloth, father.
If you like.
Well, let me tell you this. I've no respect for it. You may consider yourself a priest of God, but to me, you're just an English heretic.
That is the remark of an ignorant Irishman.
What's that? Don't push me, sir. Don't push me. I've not much control of my temper.
Look, you've got your money back. Why do you want to go on?
Because I'm a gambler.
And if I refuse?
I wouldn't go back on your word if I were you. There's my money.
I shouldn't be playing with money that's not my own.
You might win.
You're putting me in an impossible position. I'd no idea that you were...
A rogue? Well, I am. Ask any of my friends. But I'm not a cheat. And that's where you made your big mistake.
I repeat again, I never said you were. And if I gave a wrong impression, I can only ask you to accept my apology.
I do. You deal. And I wouldn't try pulling a communication cord unless you want a broken jaw. I mean it.
You'd be had up for a sword.
I know that. And I'd go to prison. That'd make an even better story. I've just come from there. For the same reason.
You haven't a grudge, have you?
I wouldn't bother with a psychology, sir. Or perhaps you'd like to hear my confession. Father, forgive me for I have sinned. But you wouldn't know about that.
Don't.
Then stop the gob and let fly. We'll be in Liverpool Street in a few minutes.
You could deal.
All right. Hey, where's your money? On second thoughts, I respect your integrity. Even if you don't respect mine.
You're never going to get over that, are you?
No. Three of clubs, five of hearts. For me, 10 of clubs, 4 of clubs. For you, 5 of spades. Ha! 3 fives. You see, I'm not a cheat. For me, 9 of clubs, jack of clubs. Wait for it. Another club and I have a flush to beat you 3. Queen of clubs! I've done it! The lady herself! Right!
Yes. I hope you realize what you're doing. £30. There.
Look, I nearly lost that. If I had, I wouldn't have grumbled.
You've not lost somebody else's money.
Oh, I'd never do a thing like that. Well, you'll just have to pay them back, won't you?
Not the window.
Well, would you like to win it back?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Well, make up your mind.
All right.
Well. What do we play for?
what's on the table, and I'll cover your money.
Is that so? Real sportsman, aren't you?
£60.
Right. Your deal.
No, I'd rather play the other game.
Stop the lady! You're out of your mind. Look, I'm a bit of an expert on that. You were just lucky before.
Nevertheless...
Well, it's your own funeral. Where's the Queen of Clubs?
There, on the top.
Ah, yes, so she is. The last of the flush. Well, here goes. Go on, spotter.
That one.
You're right.
Thank you. My money.
Just a moment. We've plenty of time for another.
I don't want another. I just want my money back.
So do I. Double the stake. Come on, have a go.
I haven't that amount of money.
Around 100, then. You got that? Tell you what, to give you a chance, make it the best out of three.
All right. And here's my money.
And here's mine. You seem very confident.
I am.
Look, why not make it poker? You know, a better chance.
No, thank you.
I don't see I didn't warn you. Well, here we go. There.
That one.
You're lucky, aren't you?
You'd better hurry up. We're nearly at the station.
So we are. Now, wait for it.
The middle card.
What?
I'm right, aren't I?
You seem very sure of yourself.
There.
All right. You needn't be so damn greedy about it. If you've been having me on, you knew all about this game. You must have. Not one man in 1,000 could have followed the cards then. Admit it. Admit it.
I admit nothing. I only know that I called right.
Called right nothing. We'll have another one.
We can't. We're coming into the station.
We'll have another. And if you don't agree, I'll yell. Let the whole station know I've been playing poker with a parson who cheats.
It's not I who am the cheat. And I only want my money back.
Keep your hands off that money.
Aye.
Your hands not your fault. You can have your damn money back when I've sorted them out, but I must have them.
No, no.
You're not leaving this carriage with them. Get them to me. Get them to me.
Help, porter.
Shut up. This money's not mine. Don't you understand?
Please stop this and let go of me.
I'm trying to tell you that this money's stolen.
I don't believe you. Sure. Let me go.
Yeah, what's going on here? Yeah, turn it off, Mr.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, don't you talk to me like that.
This man is assaulting me.
He's shitting me out of my money.
What's that? Think you are me?
All right. We'll just have a little matter. And the buffet. I want to explain something to you.
I don't want an explanation. Let the gentleman be, sir. Let me out.
Stop him!
Yeah.
Keep your eye on my luggage. Hey, come back, sir. Come back, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Get out of my way. Can't you see my hurry?
I'm sorry, sir. Police. Are you Mr. Patrick Mulhoney of 6 Castle Buildings, W14?
What about him?
We'd like a word with you, please.
Look, I have to catch my friend. He's a class.
I'm sorry, sir. If you'd be good enough to come with us to the station, we can talk.
What's all this about? Are you arresting me?
We have reason to believe you could help us with some inquiries we're making.
I've only been out of the neck a couple of days.
We know that, sir. I suggest it would be to your own interest.
I don't suppose I've any choice. All right.
What about your possessions, sir?
Possessions? I don't have any.
You don't mind if we check on that, sir?
But, officer, this is a waste of time.
Now, this was your carriage, wasn't it, sir?
Yeah, I found a couple of fivers on the floor.
Am I supposed to look after them, too? Fivers? I haven't seen one in years.
Then what are all these other bleeders doing in this package? Been robbing the bank, governor?
I can explain all this, Inspector.
Of course, sir. At the station. We'll see to the rest of your luggage. All of it.
Well, all of it's not there.
What do you mean?
I mean that some of it's disappeared. And if you want to get it back, you better find that reverend gentleman. He's got $100 stolen notes. Wouldn't it be fair to try and find him? Just to let him know, like.
And where do you suggest we do that?
After what he's been through, I just think he's need a drop of the hard stuff. You might have a look in the buffet.
All right. Come along, then.
Could I please have a glass of whiskey?
Not a large one, dear.
Thank you.
not feeling too well, dear?
No, a parochial trouble, sinner.
Oh, I have the same in my stomach. Here you are, dear. Five shillings and sixpence, please.
Thank you.
There he is. There's your man. Father!
Oh, dear.
Father, don't run away. I'm well under control. These two good-looking fellas are from the police.
Good heavens.
Good morning, Padre.
Father. He prefers father. He's one of these high-class heretics. Not that you ignorant lad would understand that.
Detective Inspector O'Sullivan, sir. This gentleman tells me you're in possession of a sum of money which you gained from him on the journey up from Colchester.
If he has any accusations to make, I should be only too happy to come to the police station and answer them there. But not here, please.
I'm not making any accusations yet. Listen, here. You know I told you that money was bent?
Bent?
Stolen, you. I'm telling you, that money you won from me wasn't mine.
Whose was it?
I don't know whose it was.
We have reason to believe, sir, that the money was part of a larger sum stolen in a recent bank robbery.
Oh. You see, I was telling you the truth.
You mean that the sum of this money is not rightfully mine?
I'm afraid not, sir. If you'll come along with me, we'll be able to sort it out.
Look, he's on his way to pay for a holy wonder.
We'll drive you there, sir, as soon as we've finished. It shouldn't take long.
Take that man to the station, Sergeant.
We'll pick up a taxi, sir.
And don't forget the reward. There's a reward for anyone assisting in the recovery of the money. And without your assistance, they'd never have recovered this lot. 12,000 quid. And if they want any corroboration, I'm prepared to commit myself an oath. As a gentleman. Although I still don't believe you won the money by fair and square.
I'll take him along, then.
And I hope one day you'll give me the chance to get it back again.
Good day to you.
And the same to you, Father.
To say the least.
Well, what happened when you got to the station?
It all took much longer than we thought. I rang Hester Pringle several times. Eventually, she very kindly said she'd bring the thing down tomorrow herself.
And what about this reward?
Well, apparently there's something in it. The inspector, who couldn't have been more decent about the whole thing, said he'd ring me this evening. Stella, I shall never forgive myself for being involved in such a mishap.
Oh, why? I mean, you hadn't stolen the money. Oh, look, in a few months we'd be laughing about it.
I don't think so.
Well, at least it was very clever of you to get the better of a crook.
I don't think he was being crooked with me.
You're not being generous, are you, dear?
No, I think that... Even when he turned nasty and forced me to play, he still intended to get his money back by superior skill.
And you were more skillful than he was.
Hardly.
Well, you picked the right spotted lady, or whatever you call her.
Yes. But that wasn't due to skill.
Oh, well, intuition or luck.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't luck, either. If it hadn't been for his menacing attitude, I probably shouldn't have done what I did. I was very scared, Stella.
Oh,
no, I've always been rather a physical coward.
Oh, nonsense. Well, go on.
And I only wanted to get back my parishioners' money. I didn't intend to profit myself.
Oh, never mind the extenuating circumstances.
I cheated.
I know. But how?
I happened to know that a certain card was marked.
You mean the spotted lady?
Yes. And I took advantage of my knowledge.
You mean he marked it?
No. I had. Accidentally.
What with?
Coffee.
Coffee? Oh, no.
Stella, please.
Coffee. Oh, no.
Stella.
I'm sorry. Oh, coffee. I don't, honestly don't. When?
Well, it must have
been at the last stop, just before we played the final hand of poker. The Queen of Clubs happened to be the last card dealt, and...
Oh, dear.
Well, I noticed the slightest stain on the bottom left-hand corner.
And?
I'm afraid I succumbed to temptation. I quite deliberately suggested changing to the other game because I knew I couldn't lose.
Oh, no, darling, you're being too harsh on yourself.
I was guilty of a double deceit. I've no excuse.
The Lord knows how you'll punish yourself for it.
I can only hope he forgives me.
And it'd be wrong if you didn't. Besides, there is a precedent.
Hmm?
Well, I seem to remember the second thief on the cross. The one who didn't defy him.
How strange you should say that. Oh, well, that could be an inspector.
Hello? Oh, good evening, Inspector. Yes. I see. Well, thank you for the trouble you've taken. Well, I feel this is false pretenses. I see. Well, thank you again, Inspector. Yes. Good evening.
Well, that's it.
The reward?
Yes. Well, they're undoubtedly stretching a point, but it seems I shall be receiving a sum of around £300.
What?
If I accept it.
Oh, I think it would be discourteous if you refused it.
I could at least pay Miss Pringle her full fee.
Yes, quite.
Not only that. I was thinking, on the way back in the train, there's something else I'd like to do.
Yes?
When I commissioned the crucifixion, I always visualized it as a centerpiece of a triptych in glass, so to speak, behind the main altar. I never imagined that such an idea could ever be realized. But with this unexpected windfall, I'm tempted to go ahead with it now.
What is it?
As I said, the crucified Christ on the center panel, and on either side...
Mary and Joseph. Two saints.
I rather thought the two robbers...
And be sure to tune in next Wednesday night at 8 and every Wednesday night for the week's finest radio entertainment brought to you for your listening pleasure by your hosts, the Brewers of Castle Lager. So until next week then, a very good night to you all.